This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
I don't know if it was the inevitable that was going to happen, but it certainly did take place. Chad Daybell officially flipping on Lori Vallow Daybell, saying everything, all of this, I was influenced by you, your sexual powers, and whatever else that she may have. And that's the reason that I may have done what I did. I know they're trying to save Chad Daybell's life right now, but what's your thoughts on this? Are you at all surprised, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent, that Chad has called it a day with the Land of Lori?
No, I'm not surprised, but I have to say I was surprised that Lori didn't turn earlier.
Yes.
So while this isn't a surprise, it was just amazing to me that she really held on to the loyalty and now he's turning. So I can't think of a case, I don't know, ever maybe, where they stuck together. Mm-hmm. That one didn't turn on the other in a case that's similar, a husband and wife. I mean, sooner or later, somebody implodes and somebody gives up the information. Am I buying anything he's saying? Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. He is as culpable as she is. And I think it's quite cowardly, quite honestly, that now he's trying to use her as some sort of scapegoat. I'm not buying it at all.
Where do you think this goes? Does this save his life? Is this going to take death off the table? The arguments that they're making is, well, you know, someone who was less involved in this certainly shouldn't face death, as Lori was pointed out in the trial as being the big ringleader. And they're kind of going down that road saying, yeah, she was the big ringleader. Should that take death off the table for Chad?
No, he's still responsible for those deaths, I think, equally with her. And I think he should face the death penalty. You remember, the only reason she didn't was because of really a late discovery issue.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what really was the issue. That was the prosecution's fault, not getting their discovery in on time. Mm-hmm. That's just really a shame that at least it wasn't to be considered. So, no, I don't think it should be off the table for him.
Is he essentially admitting guilt here? I mean, the way this, if you're to fully understand the statement and the claim, it's she was the ringleader of all of this. I only acted on what she told me to do. Is that not basically insinuating that Lori had him, or at least be involved in killing the children, which, of course, that will then go to court next, of, okay, you're being charged with murder. You kind of just, in a inadvertent, passive-aggressive way, admitted that you were involved in the murder.
This is not going to be heard by a jury. Mm-hmm. Right, it's strictly to decide about the death penalty issue, and that will be decided, and then they will move on. But for those of us, the public opinion, and those in true crimers, we're all going, all right, you basically just admitted you did it, mm-hmm. and this was why you did it.
I mean, and that can be brought into court, can it not, when the actual trial does take place, whether or not death is on the table or not?
Oh, that will be. Yeah. That will be, they will know whether this is a death penalty case or not.
Sure.
But I mean, the reason as to why it was, you know, they're not going to know that it wasn't or that it was, just that it wasn't, if that's what's decided. Does that make sense?
It does. I mean, it almost feels, I mean, in a way, like with Lori Vallow, it very much seemed they got death off the table, I mean, inadvertently, because of a prosecution issue. With discovery, but is that simply the goal here? There is Chad so indefensible that the best they can do is just try and spare his life? And I wonder if we're going to see the same sort of argument or lack thereof when it comes to court, because maybe they do get death off the table. Unless death is still there, then maybe we see more fireworks or more of a defense.
Well, I think we're definitely going to see him pointing the finger at her and blaming her for it. Everything.
Mm-hmm. How do you think this will affect her upcoming trial when she's in Arizona being tried there, now that this is on the table? Do we see a Lori Daybell that's going to flip more on Chad as well and start pointing fingers rather than pressuring her attorneys to say nothing negative about Chad?
Oh, I think we'll see that. I think now it's on. I think she'll flip by not because necessarily she even wanted to, but her attorneys will mm-hmm. guide her. That's the approach that needs to be taken at this point. So I wouldn't doubt that we see Lori flip also. I just think it's over. All this time behind bars, I think their loyalty toward one another has finally waned.
Be very interesting to watch this. The only other question I would have is I do wonder of Lori's mental state if she's able to comprehend that Chad has flipped on her. What do you think about that?
Well, it's interesting. You know, I've been one from the very beginning that really wasn't buying what she was selling. Mm-hmm. I know many did, you know, truly believe that she has these mental issues. And I always have believed and I still believe it's really just an excuse to explain her egregious, selfish behavior.
Sure.
So I think she has the mental capacity.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.